And I ain't hit no drop in a minute. No, I'm about my business.
Rapper's Guide Podcast, episode 30. This is your host, Diggy Metro.
Bills Pagliacci, the 30-30.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we wanted to talk about the previous episode. We were just talking about, you know, being consistent, being out there. So today is all about knowing that content is king. And, you know, more so than ever, like we talked about before in the previous episode, you don't always have to... But so much you could do with like a 2-minute song when you're dropping it. You know, you have different ways of rolling it out and different ways of, you know, trying to get that song out. But besides the music, you know what I'm saying? You want to be able to connect with your fans or the people that support your music on a level that's not outside of music, because you're not going to be a musician forever. Yes, you can want to do music forever. You can continue to drop music like Nas does. But for the most part, a lot of people don't want to continue to make music. They want to go into something different or do something else. And a lot of times...
I wouldn't say a lot of people. I think that there are particular people that get into the game and their intention was never to be a musician. Their intention was always to be like a screenwriter, or they wanted to fucking be a fashionista.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, there are those people that exist, but I think majority of musicians want to be musicians. I think that there's also a thing that happens where, like, people get into the music industry. Like, for instance, you get into the music industry as a rapper, right? Mm-hmm. And then you realize that you enjoy marketing and you get marketing and you're good at marketing, mm-hmm. right? So now you start to help artists market. And then you realize, okay, there's bread in this. So you start your own marketing agency.
To the marketing
and I think that's what happens more. I think people get into the industry and realize that there's other options.
Yeah.
And I think that when you're young and you have no experience with it, you think that the only option is being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
My example would be getting into the industry and going to school to mix my own music and then realizing, oh, but I can mix other people's music.
Yep.
And then that opens a studio.
Yep.
And then, you know what I'm saying? So I think that I don't think people's intention before getting into the industry is I want to do all these things that are outside of music. I think that that's just what happens when you're in any job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then within that, it's like, so when we say like content is king, so... there are a bunch of things that you could... there's like an earthquake going on or some shit right now. We're in New Jersey. It doesn't make any sense. But there's a bunch of things that you can do as an artist. That doesn't have to be specifically music. You can also show your personality, like what we discussed before, like, you know, creating a playlist. You can show your personality or things that you like to do outside of just doing music. And you can like kind of expand yourself. And I don't want you to look at that as like, you know what? Oh, he's saying that I don't have to do music. No, the music is the important part, but what are you going to do outside of music that's going to keep those people entertained or going to keep them being a fan of yours or make it be relatable to them?
Okay, so hear us out. You are an introvert, right? And you're sitting there and you go, because we just talked about this too on the last episode. You're an introvert and you're sitting there going, I don't want to be the person that has to give all this fucking energy to like social media posts. And I don't want to have to constantly post content. And I hate that. That's not my personality. This and that. All right, cool. So you have to find creative ways to do it. Like me and Bales, both musicians. I'm an engineer as well. And also I do the podcast because this is my way to let you guys in on my personality and let you know that I'm a real person and there's more than just the music.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And in this day and age of constant contact and direct consumer being such an important part of the music business, you have to find ways to touch the audience where they want to know what you're eating for breakfast. I don't know why, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They want to know what you're wearing today. They want to know all these different things. And maybe not when you're at a small level and no one knows you yet, but like once you get up there, they want to know what your daily process is. And rather than having to be on Instagram live every day, or rather than having to post on Instagram and show them in that manner, you could do a podcast. You could live stream on Twitch and one of these websites where it's easy to show them who you are because you're just doing your daily activities and you're just recording them. You know what I mean? They're interested in you as a person at a certain point, and you have to show them who you are as a person to keep them around. You have to show them that you're a likable individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the flip side, there are definitely people who, once they start showing more of their personality, people go, they're kind of annoying.
I don't like this guy.
Right. So you need to find ways to kind of like show who you are. And if you don't want to be the person that has to post on Instagram every single day, there are other outlets to do that. And right now is the best time because streaming is just like the shit, you know?
Like, even right now, like how you mentioned before, like how we do the podcast. Like, even at this point, even if you like, you know, seen probably like 2 or 5 episodes, you kind of know the personalities of me and Digab at this point. Like, you kind of know where we kind of sit. You know, I'm still kind of the goofy, make the joke, light of the situation. He's more serious to the business, but at the same time, it's a dynamic that works together, and you see both our personalities like live in the flesh. And then when you listen to our music, you can also hear it within our music. I'm a little bit more playful with the things that I do.
For you know? Sure. You could definitely, if you were to listen to me and Bale's music and compare it in terms of personality, you could definitely see that I'm a more serious individual than Bale's. Yeah. And it translates 100% to the music, because that's who we really are. Now, I still like to crack jokes and do all that definitely. Shit. But like, when it comes to business, and when you start viewing, and this is going to sound disheartening, but like, when you start viewing music as a business and you start to really understand like the inner workings of it, and you start to recognize that this is more than just like having fun with your friends, then it's not as much of a playful thing. And I think that I reached that point a long time before Bales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, where I was when I was still transitioning from like, okay, I get that this is a business now and it's not as fun per se, I think Bales is like in that stage where he's starting to recognize like, oh shit, like this is way more work than I initially thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take more than just like, you know, like just making good records to actually get somewhere with this. And I feel like once you start understanding that, you just start taking it more serious. The same way, like if you start working a job entry level, and because you're an entry level worker, they kind of give you leeway to fuck up, and then you move up the ladder and they make you a manager, right? Way less leeway to fuck up.
Yep.
Right? Because now you have more responsibilities. Now you understand the duties that are on the job. And when you start getting deeper into the game and you start to really like understand what you're doing in this game, and you start to have more duties and more responsibilities, now you understand, yeah, I can't go and just wild out and be a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like I have to actually like understand that there are people out there that support me and they're expecting a certain thing, you know?
Because even right now, when you kept saying duties, I was doing everything in my possibility to not just laugh at that for some reason, the immature mind in my head. Like, this is what I'm talking about.
But I think that being an artist is difficult because you want to maintain that creative and like fun thing. And I think that this is why people get managers, because they want to solely focus on the artistic and creative and like goofy side. And when you're trying to be self-sustained, or like you're trying to be your own boss and be your own manager and do all the things yourself, then you're like, okay, I need to take this a little bit more serious if I want to do the things I want to do.
Yep.
You know, and it's difficult for a lot of people, but also it's beautiful because like if you put in the work, you reap all the benefits and you get to see that happen in real life. You know what I mean?
So take, for example, like, for me personally, I started to see that like during the COVID, there was a trend of everybody was live streaming. Everybody was like started playing video games. I started thinking to myself, there's this video game I love playing, League of Legends. I have a webcam. I have recording software. Why not record myself playing this game, post it on whatever streaming site I'm using. I'm using Facebook Gaming right now. And I'm streaming it. I'm streaming me playing the game. I have my fans that they probably don't even know the game. They probably never even played the game. They just know it's a game. So they're coming in and they're talking to me while I'm playing the game. In the midst of that, I'm also wearing my 937 shirt. So there's random people that are coming in that are just coming in just to see me play the game because they enjoy the game. But they're also seeing me as a person, as I'm, you know, just a regular person playing the game. I also have my music playing in the background while I'm playing the game. So now it's like I'm even putting in rapper turned leaguer. Like I'm making it clear that this is still about my music, but this is also a part of my personality. This is something I enjoy to do. And I'm, you know, receiving views from here and there. And then not saying that it's translating immediately, but eventually as I keep doing it and I keep building on it and I keep playing the game, eventually it's going to turn into something.
I used to work at a catering hall, right? And everyone at this catering hall was, the uniform was a tuxedo, right? And when you see everyone wearing a tuxedo every day, and then you see like say, even the chicks have to wear tuxedos, right? You see one of these chicks outside in normal clothes, you're like, oh my God.
Throws you the hell off.
Like she's mad attractive, right? Mm-hmm. And all right, let's understand that analogy, right? as a rapper, you put this persona on. And a lot of people do it. It's normal, right? As a musician, you only give off what you're trying to kind of like persuade people that you are as a rapper,
mm-hmm.
right? When you do these other side things, like a podcast where you have no choice but to just be yourself because you're being asked questions and it's how you would internalize it and answer it, it's kind of like taking the out that tuxedo off and putting normal clothes on you
yep.
because now people are seeing who you actually are, right? Like you might be on every track rapping about shooting people and then like you have a conversation and people are like, oh, wow, they're actually very intellectual.
Yes.
Strange. I never thought that that was going to happen, right? And the reason why that happens is because you're taking the tuxedo off. You're just looking at someone for who they actually are. And now you get to actually like hear them off a beat and hear them talking and be like, he's very interesting. Or, he's not interesting at all.
Because there's been times that I've heard artists on separate things that they weren't like really doing music for. And it's like, okay, yeah, this, I have to probably separate the artist from the music if I'm going to probably continue to enjoy it. But then as most people, I hear something or that they were a part of, I was like, you know what? This made me love this person a little bit more than I already actually did. And it was nothing music related. It was just them doing something or being a part of something. It was like giving them themselves. And it was like, I gravitate towards those things.
Right. It could also hurt people though. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Do you remember the first time that you heard like a Chief Keef interview?
Yeah.
He doesn't talk. Bad. And it's like confusing. It's like, yo, this person who's on these tracks with so much energy is on here and he's a mute. You know what I mean? It's weird. So like he might have lost some fans there. Because they're like, I actually don't.
You can't really enjoy fall in love who with he the is story as much as you probably thought right. it was.
And a lot of what you're doing is trying to make people love you. You know, like forget just the music. You're trying to get them to like you. They're buying into you. And that's the difficult part as an artist is understanding that like you're selling you pretty much.
Yeah.
Like you're not selling just the music. The music is just a part of it. Like you're selling yourself. How do I sell myself to a person? And like with any other business, it's way easier because, and that's why merchandise and stuff makes so much money because it's like, I could sell you a shirt.
Yeah, it's usually like a product behind it.
Right. Like
but when you're the product.
Because you're going to wear it. And you're going to, or like if I'm selling you food, you're going to eat that food. And if it tastes good, you'll keep on eating that food. But like, when it comes to a person, right? And you're selling you as a person, what comes with a person? Like your personality, you know what I mean? Like who are you, right? And you're trying to figure out how do I sell myself to this person? And that's where the hard part comes because it's like, maybe selling yourself isn't as easy when you actually have to be yourself. It's, mm-hmm. When you have to be your real self, it's a lot more difficult.
And like you had mentioned before, it's like, you know, you could talk about all the killings and all this stuff, and then, but if you're not really that person and it comes a time where you're trying to reach, you know, your supporters on a different level. And then you start coming out, you talking different, like, wait a minute, something's not adding up here. Something doesn't seem realistic about it. And then you might end up even having other people that wasn't like truly being a fan of yours listen to that, like, okay, you know what? Maybe I may want to listen to this guy now. Then they listen to music, like, what the hell? This is completely different. It has to be some type of a form of consistency. Like consistency is key just as when it comes to putting music out. Videos out, whatever the case may be. It always has to be consistency with who you say you are on music and also who you say you are outside of things that aren't related to music. It just has to be there.
I think a lot of people get into the industry and think that they could keep on that mask the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why doing things outside of music is so hard for a lot of people because they don't want to show their true identity. And I think people need to appreciate who they are more because like, forget. All right. So say you lose some fans because they didn't actually like once they found out who you actually were, they didn't really rock with it. At the same time as you're losing fans, you're gaining fans because there's people that are
they
jive with you. Like they think that whoever you is or whoever you are is dope. Right. So like, don't be so concerned about making everyone love you because it's unrealistic and it's impossible. And we've said that in regards to music, but mm-hmm. I'm talking about in regards to you. Don't worry about making everyone love who you are because, bro, there are people who have known me my whole life and some people hate me, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's people who would die for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have best friends who would probably take a bullet for me. I say probably because I probably, you know, yeah, I probably yeah, think yeah. about it first, you know? but no, there are people who have taken the same sample size and looked at it completely different. You know what I mean? I have people who think every joke I say is hilarious, and I have people who think it's the most annoying shit in the world.
Yep.
And I can't make everyone happy, but I have found the people that accept me. I found the people who they like the way I process.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people I hang around. You know what I'm saying? And when you take that and you put it to music terms, like, find the listeners that like who you are and they're going to stick around. And now, again, we said this last episode, like, building your tribe, how that's important. Like, that's all you're doing. Like, when you give people your personality, you're building your tribe.
Because I felt weird at first. Like, you know, when I started thinking about streaming the game, I was like, this ain't 2K. This ain't Madden. This ain't GTA. This ain't Call of Duty. This is like...
So not the manly
games? This is not the most manliest game. This is the nerd game per se. But then I thought about it. I'm like, yo, this fucking game is fun. I love playing it. I enjoy playing it. Let me fucking play this game. And I'm going to find the people that love watching me play this game and also love rap music. And then, boom, I'm bridging two gaps together. I'm bringing two worlds and I'm colliding them together.
And don't avoid what you actually love because you're trying to follow the mold of whatever you're trying to give off.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we had one TikTok follower that reached out to me on Instagram. And he was talking about how, like, he came from a punk rock or, like, punk rap band.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now doing rap music and he wants to he has to rebuild his whole audience and whatever. And I said, did you ever think to mesh what you were doing prior with mm-hmm. the hip hop? Because it might make sense. You know what I mean? And a lot of the people that rocked with you when you were part of that band might listen to the new shit and be like, oh, this shit's dope as hell too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's been bands in the past that one member will branch off and start his own shit. And you listen to that and it has remnants of the older band. And you go, I fucked with the older band. He's doing something similar. Still sounds like that. I rock with him.
Are you talking about Justin Timberlake at all?
Because that's a perfect example. Yeah, but
Justin Timberlake, as soon as you said that shit, he was just in my fucking head.
If people liked NSYNC, there's no way that Justin Timberlake branched off and they were like, oh, no, nah, I don't rock with JT.
He did
a bunch of
hip-hop shit. He did almost anything, everything under the sun.
But they were already sold on him.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, they were already sold. They liked who he was. They liked his music. So now when he goes and does his own thing, they're still going to like it. You know what I mean? And that's the power of music, and that's the power of building up your who you are as a person and showing that off. You know, it was easier for Justin Timberlake because he's one of the most, talented fucking pop singers mm-hmm. in the world, you know? But also, people just really he built a strong audience.
And then I just also thought about something too, right? When, you know, almost anything within any business, you know, it's all about networking and kind of figuring out, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. But then also sometimes, right? Like for us, when we do this podcast, we're going to eventually run into a bunch of random artists from all across the world, randomly at times. And we know we're creating this networking at the same time. We're providing value and we're giving our personality. And then there's going to be artists that's going to be reaching out to us constantly. Just have a conversation just to, you know, get our two bits on whatever the case may be, right? You can create a whole network of artists that are also looking to network with you, talk to you, speak with you. If you create a platform or anything of the sorts that, number one, gives your personality and it has something to do with music, or it doesn't have to technically be about music, you have a chance to really network with other people. Like I'll do YouTube videos all the time. I haven't done them in a while, but I've done them. People will reach out to me, artists from all over the world, just reaching out to me, just trying to talk to me. Yeah, I love your music. I'm glad you was able to do this. I'm glad you was able to reach out and help. And a lot of times you can really be a person that's going to help out other artists and be able to network through that way. And it doesn't always have to be I'm just trying to gravitate towards fans. And then eventually they may become fans of your music. You just never know where these things could really lead you to until you try them, until you actually put it in motion.
A lot of people's biggest fans are other artists.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that's, and if you don't go into it with ego and think that mm-hmm. by befriending other people or giving them information, as you can tell, the whole basis of this podcast is that it's giving artists information. And as two artists, we don't feel any type of way if they take that information and run with it and, nope. and make it somewhere. We would appreciate that. We want that to happen, you know? And I feel like it's all about dropping your ego when you're building a network, because for a lot of people, it's hard to try to help another artist when they feel like they haven't made it yet.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They don't want to see someone succeed off the information that they gave, because to them, it's what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was my shit. But the world isn't kind to people who act like that.
Exactly.
Like, no, the universe isn't kind, rather, to people who act like that. Like, withholding information because you're scared that someone else is going to take it and do better with it. Like, if that's the, if it's the same information, like, you should probably be doing,
benefiting from it too.
Right.
I, like, receive more love being more positive than negative.
Ever, and beyond positivity, it's just being helpful. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like, I don't care whether, like, there's people who watch these videos and they think that it's the most negative shit in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they perceive it that way, that's how they're going to read into it. And that's why the approach in the comment section will be like a negative approach.
Yep.
But, like, then there's other people who are thanking us on the same video. Yeah. So it's like perception. Like, these people will watch it and take two completely different stances on the words that are being said. Mm-hmm. And both are okay. You know, you could have negative feelings towards something that we're saying, and that's perfectly fine. But, like, again, we've said this on prior episodes. Try it out.
Because I'm thinking now, like, some examples of some things you could do. I mean, I said playing a game, but that's what I enjoy to do. Not everybody likes playing games. You could try to vlog in your life, like you said. What are you eating in the morning time? Like, people may want to know something about that. If you also have a good enough personality, they want to know.
Check this out. Some of you are dope-ass chefs. Like, some of you can cook your ass off.
Action Bronson. He'd be out there chefing.
Yeah, so, like, show them that you could cook. You know what I mean? That shit is dope. You could play your music in the background while you're cooking. You know what I'm saying? And that's a way to, like, kind of mesh the two. Like, if you like fucking... on the last episode, we were talking about my friend who likes playing Magic the Gathering. If you're a musician who likes playing Magic the Gathering, do the fucking... the game and record it and fucking, you know, play your music in the background. Just do shit that, like, entertains another audience and can get them to also like your music. Like, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And, like, you're not spreading yourself thin, because the intention the whole time is, like, how do I get more audience over to the music? So it's like you're just taking other avenues of
things
marketing
that you enjoy. Like, things that you enjoy and using it as an advantage. And it's just like, you're not being fake about it. You're doing something that you enjoy, but you're just sharing it with other people who's going to gravitate towards it. And then you just rope that shit into the music.
As we talk about networking on this episode, I just wanted to put out a disclaimer. And I promise you, I know that me and Bales have this good cop, bad cop thing down pat, and I always come off like the asshole. But just a disclaimer and a PSA to all artists out there, this podcast is a music business podcast, right? It's not an interview-based podcast. We're not looking to interview young artists on the come up. We don't want to hear, like, this is meant to be helpful for artists. You're supposed to take this information and do something with it, right? We're not looking to interview anyone.
Yeah.
And when we say that, we don't say that to, like, hurt your feelings or make you feel like shit. It's just that that's not the context of this podcast. We've had other episodes where we talk about how you could really grow if you find your niche and you kind of, like, expand on it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of make your niche a thing. The niche of this podcast is music business. So if we're trying to build an audience of music business followers, right, people who are interested in that, how would that work if you just came here and we're asking you about your life? Like, what does that have to do with the music business? Just because you're a musician doesn't mean that that has to do with the music business, because you did shows when you were 12 and you fucking hated it. You know, like, I just wanted to make sure that it's clear that, like, when we don't respond to something like, yo, you should interview me, it's not because we're, like, mean people or, like, we don't care about your music. Like that's fine. Like, I'll listen to your music. Like, that's cool.
We definitely listen to it.
But we just don't want you on the couch talking about your music. Like, that does nothing for the brand that we're building. It does nothing helpful for the artists at home that are listening and trying to gain information. Like, they don't need information on your life.
Now, granted, if you done found a hole in the system somehow, not even, I don't call it a hole in the system, but you were able to build something or create something that actually works and you can feel like it'd be beneficial. And it's like, it's not about you just being an artist. It's about what can you provide to other artists. Now, if you have one of those things, we could possibly think about looking into it, but it has to be something that it can help.
But
others.
Another problem with that is that there's no vetting process. I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a questionnaire before you get onto the podcast and fucking figure out if you're a music business savant. And most of you wouldn't be asking to be on the podcast if you were a music business savant. So, like, this is the problem. It's like, you come here, you record a podcast with us, and then we realize that you actually don't have anything helpful to offer. and now you're sitting next to us.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That'd like, be the most weirdest
and,
shit ever.
Yeah, and again, like, we want you to succeed. We want you to grow. We want you to do well in this business. But like all we're saying, or all I'm saying, I'm going to speak for Bales because he's my partner on this.
Maybe speaking for Rapper
like,
Scott.
But like, all I'm trying to say is that this will never be a music artist interview podcast. So like, no matter how many times you like a video, no matter how many times you comment on a video, no matter the rapport you try to build, like, that's just not what this is built for. Like, we're trying to talk to people in the industry. We're trying to talk to the journalists. We're trying to talk to the bloggers. We're trying to talk to the people who are founding certain things. Like, we're trying to talk to people who can be helpful to a young artist at home who's trying to grow. Because we're going to ask them the questions that are real. We're going to ask them the questions like, if we got a journalist on here, what's the proper way to email a journalist and get your shit on a blog?
And on top of that, I'm just thinking of it now. Shit, if you feel like you want to have a podcast where you want to interview artists, then hey guys, go create the podcast. That's another thing. As much of the things that you want to be a part of or see, you can literally create those things on your own. You don't have to go to somebody else's podcast 100%. And feel like you need to. Like, I know Joe Budden talks about all this time, like, go out there and create something. Even if you don't like, you know, if you're not a podcaster or hard, whatever the case may be, I'm not a podcaster at heart. They speak so much better than me on this shit. But I want to be part of this because I enjoy giving out information to artists. This is something I wanted to create. That's why I'm here.
Before you knew me, you had come to the shows that I was putting together, like, yeah. Or at least you've been to one, right? Like, did that seem like some random person just put it together out of nowhere?
No.
It was a well fucking oiled show. Like, you know what I mean? And like, before you knew me, like, bro, when I met Bales, he thought I was 5 years older than I am because like, I had the business situation just kind of structured properly.
I definitely thought Dick was like 35 or 40.
like, and it's just because like he had gone to a show that I was putting together because I did the same thing that he just said. I looked at it and I said, why the fuck am I reaching out to these promoters to try to get on a show that they're putting together when I could just go and book a venue, get a bunch of artists together and put together my own show?
Exactly.
Because the thing is, when you go to these shows that the promoters are putting together, all they're doing is getting a bunch of artists, telling them to sell tickets, and then that's it, right? So on the flip side, if you know people in your city or you know people in your local environment that are also musicians and you hit them up and you said, yo, let's book a fucking American Legion or let's book like a little venue and let's see what it costs and maybe we can all go parts on it and then we'll sell tickets and we could build our own showcases. That's so much doper than like relying on some type of middleman to get you there. And it's important in this business to figure out how to do things on your own because more times than not, people aren't going to do shit for you. You know, like I'm not interested in going and hitting up a promoter anymore because I saw how easy it is to do their job. You know what I'm saying? Like once you figure out that it's easy to do their job and it's easy to book a show and at any point, now I performed on some of the shows that I put together, but like at any point, if I wanted to perform on a show that I'm putting together, I could just grab the mic at some point in between two artists and I could start performing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not difficult. Now, who I am is I just really wanted to connect the people. So I'm just getting the dopest artists I know of and having them do a set. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't need the gratification of rapping at the end of it or whatever. I've done that before. And It just feels nasty. You know what I mean?
Once again, in doing something as far as something that you were interested in or something that you always thought that you were capable of, you created that, right? And from you creating that, people start looking at you like, yo, Dig's able to put shows together. Once again, that's how we met. Like, let's just say you never made that show. We would have never met, but this podcast wouldn't exist.
And here's what's dope. They would say, yo, Dig's able to put shows together. And I would turn to them and say, no, you're able to put shows together.
Exactly.
Like, everyone's able to put shows together. Like, you are able to put a show together. It's fucking simple. Like, as long as you have money and you can go to a venue and offer them that money, you could put a show together. You might have to rent equipment from a guitar center. Fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to perform and you can't find a venue that will put you on a show, go book a fucking venue. You know what I'm saying? Go find a place that will allow you to have a show there, rent equipment, and fucking charge for tickets. It's normal.
I literally also like recently ran into like a local Jersey City artist. His name is like Kurt Donovan. And honestly, I didn't know anything about his music, didn't know anything about him. I literally only knew about him just because he was creating shows in Jersey City for other artists. And it was just like, holy shit, I just met this guy. Now I know his music. Now I know he's, and I didn't know him for his music. I knew him because he created a show and he was trying to put other artists on. And out of that, now he has somebody that, once again, never knew anything about him. Now I know who he is just off of that. Not even the music. And then from there, I can see his personality. See, he starts doing vlogs. And it's like, it's a full circle. You have to do things outside of music. And for the most part, it's usually better if you're giving the people value. Whether it be giving information or just giving yourselves, it always has to have value. Anything that's content-wise, it has to hold some form of value.
And that's another thing with the interview things. Like, there are podcasts that do music interviews that you could reach out to. And anytime that you're reaching out to a podcast to do a music interview on you, you have to prove to them, and I'm not saying that they're God, right? Like, mm-hmm. it's not a big, you don't have to prove yourself to the max, but like, you have to prove why it would be helpful for them to do a music interview with you, right? Like, what do you offer that podcast? And like, if you know for a fact that every time that you are on video, it gets 10,000 plays, mm-hmm. right? And you could tell them, and you could show them examples. Look, I've done this interview, and I got 10,000 plays on every one of them, right? And you go with that information, it's very likely that they're going to turn around and put you on for the next episode.
Yes.
But like, if you have no value and your whole thought process is, I'm going to go on that episode because I see that they have fans and I want to gain their fan base, you're skewed. Like, you're just wrong. No one's going to take you and just put you out there because you reached out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to have value with anything, you know? And if you don't have value, create value. What he's saying about a guy in Jersey City who puts together shows and stuff, like, that dude created his own value. You didn't know about him until he was putting the shows together. Exactly. And it's because he was fucking creating his own value. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted a record label since I was 12. I went and I started a record label. I wanted to start putting shows together. I went and I started putting shows together. Like, the one piece of advice that I want everyone to take from this episode in particular is that all this shit, whether it be the fucking LLCs like we talked about, putting together shows, starting a record label, all this shit, you're capable of.
Yes.
Like, 100,000% you are capable of doing all that shit. It's not impossible to any degree. Trust me. Like, all the things that I thought I was incapable of, I've done already.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's a beautiful fucking thing. And once you start knocking down those goals of shit that you didn't even think was possible, and then you start doing the shit and realize how easy it is, then those bigger goals look like, I could fucking do that too. Shit.
Easy, man.
You know what I'm saying? I walk around now like I could fucking take over the world if I wanted to.
Honestly, 100,000 streams not even a thing to me anymore. That's like, that shit is like easy money. But before, I was like, I'd never be able to do that. And now it's like, that's fucking simple. Let me think, what's the next goal? I'm gonna tackle that shit. That's right. What it's really all about.
Bro, there's a dope ass video of Diddy. And I know you've seen it before on Instagram or whatever. But it's him on the phone with like MTV.
The Von Dutch shirt. That's all I could fucking keep seeing in my head.
He's on the phone with MTV. And he's like, push them back. Like, I need that slot, whatever. And I guess they agreed to it, right? And he starts banging the phone. He goes, I got it. He goes, anything I want, I'm going to get. And he's screaming. And you see this fucking emotion come from him. And the reason being is that, like, he might have been questioning himself in the moment. Can I do this, right? Mm-hmm. And then he did it. And once you do the thing that you're questioning, it becomes so easy to then see the next goal and the next shit that you have to accomplish as simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It starts to really give you power. Like, once you realize that you are all capable, then that power starts to kind of come in. Now, what you do with that power, that's on you. And a lot of the times, if you don't have good intentions going in, that shit's going to fall on its face.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have good intentions and your shit is really solid game plan and you're like, really trying to build something for yourself and others, then you can do it. And that's really what I want to leave you off on. I know we went down a road where I was telling you guys don't hit us up for music interviews, and please don't, but
it's all valuable information.
But I do want you guys to know that, like, we support everything you guys are doing. We want you guys to succeed. And if there is a music interview podcast that we become close with and we get some staying with, we would have no problem if you could prove your value we would have no problem reaching out to them and trying to get you on there. This podcast in particular is just not for that, you know?
Yeah. And then once again, you know, as we close up the episode, think outside the box as far as how can you show your personality to make people fall in love with you more than they just love your music, because that's what's going to make those deep ties with people. That's what's going to make impressions on people. You know, if I would have never decided to start streaming the game, I had a fan that reached out to me and he just said how much he loved the music and he just wanted to come watch my streams every day just to see me talk and just have a conversation with me, because he probably thought I was bigger than what I really was. And I told him, like, listen, I'm a regular guy. I'm not ashamed to be a regular guy. I make great music, but I'm perfectly fine with being a regular person and just interacting with people. I don't want to be Mr. Hollywood. I don't want to be Mr. Famous, even though I technically am. But, you know, it's all about just being natural, just being organic, and just trying to find ways to show your personality a little bit more. You don't have to go behind the whole facade of being rap star, rap god, whatever you want to be. Just chill out. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy what you love doing. I feel like that shit sounds so messed up. But at the end of the day, just have fun with this shit. And then not have fun where you just like fucking around. Be yourself. Have fun with it. Find other ways to connect with people more than the music.
All right, guys. This is Rappers Got Podcast. We're signing out. This is your host, Diggy Metro.
Bales Pagliacci.
Peace out, guys.